BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one.
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out of work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2,
Radio One.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, we just try and cheer you up with a bit of funny business. That's two companies with lol names. Also, we recorded an extra bit a couple of weeks ago in secret, but we play it on today's show. It's David calling up Lauren's dad and asking for her hand in marriage.
It's a bold move from David, this, isn't it? Because you don't normally do this kind of thing over the phone, but I had to do it over the phone so we could be listening in, but well worth it.
Also leads into a great chat about how Chris did the chat.
Oh, yeah.
With his wife's dad, that happened. And my friend here, Chris, has been absolutely rinsed on Radio 4. You'll hear all that as well.
Radio 1!
Right, so if you aren't up to speed with this, we spoke to David and Lauren on the show yesterday. Maybe you missed it. They've been going out for 5 years, but this is like a little bit of the backstory of how they met.
So her name's Lauren. We've been together about 5 years now. I actually met her at my brother's wedding. It was love at first sight, but it wasn't for her. I had to walk past a couple of times.
Right. And David gave us a little bit of a fright.
David, can I just check a couple of things? I've been in this situation before. Have you got a ring?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, just checking. Just double checking. Yes, I've got the ring.
Yeah, that was a really long gap of answering there.
That was a panicked fill the pocket. It's like,
I'll pull it somewhere. Yeah, I've checked the wrong pocket. Yeah, I've got the ring.
And then we got to the moment, live on Radio 1, the first ever proposal happened. I don't remember doing this before.
No, it was dead sweet, this. Right in the feels.
Would you marry me? I know you're going to tell me, but... Yeah. Thank you.
Do we have an answer?
Yeah. I think she said yeah.
Yay!
She said yes. Oh. Thanks, Scott.
Loads of people sharing the video on social media yesterday. It was like a little bit of a boost that we needed yesterday.
Yeah, well, look, we're all looking for little positive bits of news at the moment, and that was a good one.
Yes, Stuart, how can I help?
Should the gentleman who proposed to that lady, you should have asked the father first of the bride.
For his permission?
Yeah, really. It's a man. What a man does, really.
Oh, yeah, before he proposed to her. That's what you're supposed to do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I had to do.
Well, oh, yeah, it's very... It sounds like you take that part of it very seriously, actually.
I do want... It's just one of them things. That's what I got taught to do when I got brought up, so I thought maybe that's what everyone else done. I may be wrong.
No, do you know what I like about you? Your old school. Your old school respect. And I agree with you, actually. It's a very nice thing to do. And we did actually think about that, Scott, didn't we, with all this? Because, obviously, everyone listening could hear the proposal. But David is also slightly old school in his ways, and he did want to ask the father as well.
So, Stuart, we have actually done that. We recorded a call before he even did the proposal.
Right.
Do you want to hear it?
I would like to hear it, yes.
We think of everything, don't we, Scott?
We try. Also, we should probably play this to the bride, because she hasn't heard this yet.
Oh, yeah, but for me, that's breaking... Is that breaking a code of some kind?
Is it breaking some kind of man code?
Maybe, but then if it's on the radio...
Yeah.
We might as well hear her reaction, eh?
Right, let's give Lauren a call as well. Thanks very much, Stuart.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, I mean, we spoke to you yesterday, and you were a bit in shock, so you probably had a bit more time to to take everything in now.
Yeah, I'm still in a bit of shock today speaking to you, to be honest.
Yeah, because last time we spoke, you had just been proposed to in the reception of your workplace.
Yeah, I know. I was in complete shock. I just didn't know what to say at all. So,
You did say yes, which was great.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't not, could I, if it was live on the radio. So,
oh, no, Lauren, if you want to change your mind...
No, hang on, we can offer it. It can be like 14 days and, you know, you get a full refund, that kind of thing. No, it's okay. The thing is with it, I just... it's a risk, isn't it, from David? Because he's gone big. He's done the whole thing on Radio 1. And obviously, when you're being proposed to, you're not really part of the decision as to the whole how the proposal's going to play out. Do you see what I mean? So are you happy with how it went?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I knew he'd always do it big because he's always made a few jokes about the sort of thing that he'd do. And I've always been a bit, because I'm not a shy person, but I'm a little bit quiet and don't like big things and stuff. And I've always been a little bit, what will he do?
Right. And yeah. So you're not a massive fan of surprises?
No, I'm definitely not. Not surprises, not off me being like centre of attention or anything. Yeah. So it was a big shock, but it was amazing though. It was really good. But I didn't know what to say to you when you rang me yesterday. It was just like, my boss said to me that it was a complaint ringing on the phone.
Oh. I was wondering why you were so kind of calm and cold about it.
Yeah, so I was in work and I was busy in work mode. And then the boss said, oh, there's a complaint coming through. They're not happy with something you did last week. And then my phone started ringing and I was like, why on earth are you giving them my mobile number to ring? And I started saying to her, I'm not answering it. And then she was like, you have to answer it. And then she just answered it for me and put it up to my ear. So that's why I was just like, hello. And then when you said you were from the radio, I was like, oh no, this is bad. It's actually gone to the radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
We've been planning this for a while, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's probably told you all about it.
Yeah, he has.
And he actually did call your dad for permission.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
And right, okay.
And we may have recorded that. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, we were there for the whole thing.
Oh, no, okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we did record David asking your dad's permission. How are you feeling about hearing that?
It could go either way. It's a bit awkward.
How good is it that we were there for this? Well, obviously, we couldn't say this at the time. Otherwise, it would have ruined the surprise of the proposal. But are you now wondering how far back we've been doing this with David?
Yeah,
like,
I am.
What else have we recorded? Did we record your first date together?
Oh, no.
Your first special night? Were we there?
Yeah, you don't know.
with a microphone out the cupboard?
Oh, I hope not.
Good news is we weren't, but we did record him asking for your hand. So remind us, what's your dad's name?
Mike.
Okay.
Big Mike. This was a few weeks ago when your now fiancé David had to approach your dad on the phone with us listening and ask for his daughter's hand in marriage.
Hello, Mike Thomas.
Hi, Mike. It's Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, you're right. Have you got 2 minutes spare just to have a quick chat, just to ask you?
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been going out with your daughter for about 5 years. And you know she's like the best thing that's happened to me. And you know she's my everything, and I can't imagine my life without her. And I know, you know, and I know that we're good together and I want to treat her the way she deserves to be treated. So I was just wondering, by all means, if you could give me permission to ask her to marry me. I mean, I know it's old-fashioned, but, you know, it's important to me and I know it is important to Lauren too. I know it's a bit of a shock to ask you the thing, but I mean...
I can give you permission, Dave, but she's probably going to say no.
I know, that's what I'm worrying about. I'm stressed, completely stressed. But I mean, will that be okay with you if I have?
Well, thanks very much for asking. Well, of course you can. Yeah, of course you can. I'll be pleased to have you as a son-in-law.
Thanks so much, Matt. Thank you so much for giving me the permission.
Yeah, just look after the day.
Really appreciate it.
Just look after
her. You know,
I can say to you, passing my little baby on to you, so you look after her.
I know. So, I'm definitely, you know.
No, all the
I'm
best.
I'm not taking away
from
you.
All the best for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Thanks very much, mate.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll be interested.
Thank you. You take care.
All right, bye.
All right, happy day, mate. Ta-ta, ta.
I have a slight feeling that Mike couldn't wait to get off the line there.
Yeah.
I thought that was incredible. Mike blatantly went away from that and was like, hey!
Yeah.
Cranked a beer.
Oh, this is cuteness overload.
That's amazing.
How are you feeling? How are your ovaries?
Yeah.
Mine are aching.
My ovaries.
Oh, that was so nice.
That was really lovely. It's about the 100th time he's been asked.
What?
Oh.
What do you mean? What, have others been there before?
No, joking, oh. Only joking.
Oh. Don't do that to me, Laura.
Oh, I would have loved that, because then we could have broken that to David. Were you aware?
Yeah.
Plot twist.
That's amazing.
Lauren, I'm so pleased for you. And honestly, it really brightened up a lot of people's day yesterday.
Yeah. I've been looking at everything, all people's comments on Facebook and Instagram, and everyone's saying how much it's brightened up their day. And because I know it's such a difficult time at the moment with everything going on. And
yeah.
It's just so lovely that something like this has lifted everyone up. So
yeah, it really has.
Yeah.
So thanks for letting us into your lives.
Oh, well, thank you so much for everything and for being involved, and it's been amazing. And obviously you're invited to the wedding.
Yes! I was waiting for that, but yeah.
Yeah. Scott
Mills. Okay, is it me first on Funny Business?
Yeah, it's you first today. Now, your Funny Business is it's a good one, say. It's clever. Levels to it.
Right. Is it like a pun?
I don't want to spoil it for you. Okay. Oh, you're one of those people that guesses the present, aren't you?
Sorry. Okay, let's go for it. I'm ready.
So you go first. You know the rules. Connect you to a business, no laughing.
Bring it.
Hi, you're through to Wagon Wheels. How can I help?
Wagon Wheels?
Wagon Wheels.
Is that like a... Okay. I'm just trying to work out what you do at your company. Is it like footballers' wags?
What, like Colette Rooney on a skateboard?
Colleen, actually, but yeah.
No, I'm a mobile dog groomer.
Wagon. I got you. Wagon Wheels. It's clever as well, because it does sound a bit like the Tasty Biscuit Wagon Wheels.
And that's what I thought when I chose it. It was a pun. It wasn't based on footballers' wives at all.
No. Okay. And whereabouts are you in the UK?
We're in Maidstone in Kent.
Got you. Okay. And how many wags on wheels are you dealing with at any one time?
Well, only one at a time, because I work on my own and I've got my van. That's why, obviously, why I'm on wheels. And I go around to people's houses and groom their dogs. So I do probably about four a day.
So this is like an at-home spa service for dogs?
Yes, my van is the spa.
I mean, what kind of lives do these dogs live in?
Extremely luxurious lives, much better than mine, I can tell you that.
It's like Gemma Collins, but canine.
It is. It's exactly that. They get a manicure. They get their little hygiene areas done.
Do they have doggy massage?
Well, I massage their head when I'm shampooing the head. They quite like that.
Oh, I bet they love that. A bit of an Indian head massage there.
Oh, they love it. They love it.
Oh, I'd love to be a dog.
Would you? What sort of a dog would you be?
I'd quite like to be one of them camp dogs, you know? Like the really gay ones.
Dog.
You know, like the really camp ones. Where, oh, yeah, you're right, with all the massive hair. I don't know their names.
Yeah, that's what I like doing.
Yeah.
That's what I like doing when you poof them all up and put a little bit of colour and a bit of glitter.
Love. What's your name, please?
My name's Marie.
Marie, good to speak to you, and you carry on at Wagon Wheels, Wagon Wheels.
I certainly will.
Yep, gone. Wow.
I thought you did well there.
What are those dogs called? The ones with mad hair.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Yeah, I'm not
Someone
sure.
Someone will know.
Good work anyway. Good All name. Right. Okay, my turn.
Your turn. Okay, I'm calling this place. Do not laugh. International.
Hello,
this is Amy Milk Me.
Hello. Sorry, who have I got through to?
This is Lindsay. Amy Milk from Eat Me Milk Me.
Milk Me?
Eat Me Milk Me.
Just to check, the company that I'm speaking to right now is called Eat Me Milk Me.
That's correct.
Amazing. And what exactly do you do?
So we are a concept store located in Chicago West Loop. We have coffee, tea, bubble tea, and carry some designer brand, and also do seasonal exhibition.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm calling from the UK, and just wanted to find find out a bit more about your business. Just a friend recommended. Are you the owner? Are you Mrs. Milkme?
Yeah. This is Lindsay and my business partner Christine's right on the phone with me. Christine, can you say hi?
Hi.
Oh, hi. I don't think I have that in the UK here. I don't think there's anywhere that I can call and ask them to eat me or milk me.
We'll be sure to have them in coming years.
Fantastic. All right, then. Well, thank you. It's been lovely finding out more about your business. And if I'm ever in Chicago, I will come and call by.
Yeah, that's lovely.
We look forward to serve you.
Yeah. Okay, well, have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Same to you. Thanks for reaching out to us.
Oh, they were cute. Eat me, melt me. And Wag on Wheels there on today's funny business.
Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Here is Charlie in Bristol. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Hanging in there.
I know. Is Radio 1 keeping you company?
It is, yeah. I'm just trying to ring everyone I can to get some human contact.
Yeah, exactly. Including us. Hi.
Yeah,
it's funny what this makes you do, isn't it? Like, I was walking to Radio 1. It takes ages. But I was walking, and it forces me to call people that I haven't called for quite a while. So it's quite sweet, in a way. Like, catch up with one of my mates, Dougsy. I rang my dad and things like that. And it's weird. Like, you just let time go by, don't you? And it's one of the positives, I guess.
I'll be honest.
Bringing people together.
I've not made this many calls in 10 years.
You don't. In fact, you're taking calls from me now, which is crazy, because we deal with everything just in text.
Yeah.
And now me and Scott have started calling each other. It's a new thing.
I actually like it.
Like, it's little things like this, but actually, you know what? Try and make the most of them and hold on to those, because it is good to speak to people.
I mean, my mum's getting a FaceTime every night at the moment. It's great.
Is she?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? You end up talking to people in a weird way. You end up talking to people more, even though you feel very isolated. Odd.
Charlie, what's your job then?
I'm a nurse. I work in the community with children.
Okay. You said you're working from home. So what are you... Like, how are you doing that? What are you doing today?
So I've got my laptop and my phone, and I'm just trying to call my patients and kind of update notes and kind of support them from home.
Yeah.
As much as I can. Aww.
That means so much. And I know that there's a lot of people that are anxious, and just getting that kind of that reassurance sometimes is great. And a lot of people who, I don't know, maybe are expecting a baby, that kind of thing, to be able to hear from midwives or people that care in the community, that kind of thing, it just gives you that little reassurance when there's a lot of overwhelming news. So keep going, Charlie.
Yeah,
you're doing the best.
Thanks.
And we will provide you bangers in exchange.
Yes, we've got two fine examples here. Here's mine. This is Khalees with A Cappella. I played on Pie Anthems on Friday. I was like, I'm having that for bangers.
Tune that.
I do like Khalees.
Yeah, I love.
Okay, Charlie, you can have that.
Didn't really need to do the Masked Singer, in my opinion, but there we are.
I've gone for... Oh, I've just gone for this anthem. One of my faves. Thought I'd bring it out. Download, no.
I know what my decision is.
Oh, I don't know if you're really happy or really disgusted, but that's Baby Cakes, three of a kind.
Okay, what are we going for then, Charlie?
Okay, well, I normally go with Scott most of the time, but I'm actually going to go Chris.
Oh,
come on.
Baby Cakes, you just
don't know
how
Something important's happening in the shape of Ali Plum. Hello.
I love being called important because so often people in like a crowded room go, is there a film critic? Does anyone see what we need one now?
Yeah. It doesn't happen that often, but you are important.
You're too kind.
Do you have some sort of alarm in your house that rings so when Radio 1 needs you, you come in?
Yes,
it's Batman-esque.
It's also known as the Scott Mills alarm, because typically it's like, my mum's over. What are we watching on Netflix? I need to know now.
That's what I do, yeah.
And that's fine.
I message him going, help me. I remember once I was in Thailand. I saw them. I was reading through the messages the other day, because I was considering sending you another one. Uh-huh. I didn't. And I was like, help me. I'm in Thailand. What can I watch on Thai Netflix? Yes.
He is perfect, because,
help
because
me.
It's so true. You finish the end of a series or a film or something, and then you want the next one. It's great that we have Ali here. So maybe what we should do right now for everyone that's listening to this to help them out a bit is give Ali's number out.
No!
No, don't do that.
On the podcast.
It's 07...
Because think about it, then everyone can message Ali whenever they want.
What? Why? Let's
send
set
him a
up
WhatsApp.
An independent number.
Just give him your one.
We'll talk about this later.
Do you remember the reply? He was like, I'm not familiar with Thai Netflix, and why would he be?
What if I'd said, oh, yeah, no problem?
Yeah, hang on, I'll just look.
Here it is. On ThaiNetflix.com, I've got it.
I don't know why I thought you would know that. Anyway, you got something exciting.
Yeah, you know how I've been interrupting your podcast and wanging on about my stuff? Well, it's happening again, because Disney, again, tiny independent company, they have done quite a few animated movies over the years, and they have so many catchy songs. So for my latest BBC Sounds Radio 1 movie mixtape, I have done a Disney special. And trust me, you are going to love listening to this, even if every single song will burrow into your brain and never leave.
Oh, my God. Okay. People love Disney so much. So many people will download this.
Yeah, like Moana just recently. Obviously, Frozen and Frozen 2, Tangled.
Moana. You call it Moana. Is that how it's pronounced? Is
I am Moana.
I thought it was Moana.
Moana.
Is it Moana?
Yeah.
It depends how you sing it, mate. I'm not going to judge you. You do you.
I love
tomato, tomato.
By the way, that Moana song is the nuts.
It is.
You're welcome. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you know the rap in the middle of it?
No.
Should I try and do it?
Yep. Oh, God. Sits back.
How does it start, Ali? Well, come to think of it, kid. Honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The birds, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel. I buried his guts. Smarter the tree than I got coconuts. What's the message? What do you take away? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here on my skin is the map of the victories I win. Look at me, then I make everything happen. Look at him, and there's something up. Hey!
You're welcome!
Someone's got children.
Someone's a flat-out legend. Move over the rock. You are in trouble.
Tune that, though.
That was amazing.
That was astounding. Where did that come
this
from?
This is what I mean.
See, I've known you for years, and something happens on a weekly basis right now where I'm like, I don't know you at all.
But a little treat for you if you're listening to this right now, because obviously this hasn't been on the Radio 1 show. This is just for you on the podcast.
Just for you.
You don't hear me rap often, but when you do, it's Moana.
I didn't know you could do... I'm just literally...
You say that now. I am going to bring this clip to other shows.
Yeah, do it.
I'll be in the middle of Grimmy's show and going, can I just pause this?
Were you aware?
Yeah. Were you aware?
So if you love Disney, you need this in your life. How can we get it, Ali?
Go to BBC Sounds and you can download the app if you wish and search for Movie Mixtape and you'll see my little kind of icon saying Ready One's Movie Mixtape. And we've got so many. Disney, yep, that's the recent one, but we've got 21st century teen movies. We've also got the likes of Quentin Tarantino, who he knows a few things about music, and also Marvel. So do go listen. Trust me, they're loads of fun and will put a smile upon your face.
Movie Mixtape, BBC Sounds, get on it. Amazing.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Baby cakes, you just don't know.
My absolute favourite song, says Dan. What? Out of any song?
This is what I love about Radio 1 and what I get to do on Radio 1. I like the feel I just make life slightly simpler. These were simpler times. They were just like, there was none of this stuff.
We always had three of a kind.
Someone said it's aged well, that song. I like that. Like a fine wine.
Brad and Hemel, memories of seeing Three of a Kind play at Area in Watford.
Yes, Brad and Hemel.
You were probably in there together.
We were there together. It was all fine then.
Banger. I love sitting in my car on my own and looking around to see who else has a Radio 1 on or doing club hands to Baby Cakes. Club hands.
Few people in isolation.
Oh, is that what we're calling it?
I don't know.
ISO.
Having a rave. We should do that, little ISO rave.
Leanne in Hull, working from home. Eloise and Felix, her and her husband working from home today. They've not listened to us for years because work. They hear the podcast every day. Welcome to listening live to Radio 1 in the day.
And this is one of my favourite texts that we've received all day. In fact, it's a tweet, so I've lied. But Charlotte says, holidays cancelled, but Scott Mills is playing Baby Cakes on the radio. Hashtag balance.
We got like thousands of messages about that track then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you ask your wife's dad?
We've not talked about it,
have
we?
No, we have not.
Yeah, which is mad, because obviously I couldn't talk about it on the radio at the time, because then it would have ruined the proposal and all of that. So we've just never got round to it.
So what did you say to Martin?
So, if I remember right, I was planning on taking him on the sort of whiskey tour or do something like that, like book an event and then use that moment. Or even though he would have known it was coming, because why on earth would I be taking him on a whiskey tour? And I ended up, one night, I was round his and it was just me and him in the kitchen. And I'd obviously had a couple of drinks. I was like, actually, stop overthinking this. Just bang it out now.
Really?
And I did it there and then. But then I woke up the next day with the fear that he probably won't remember, because we were having kitchen drinks.
Great.
And it was a funny one, because he wasn't that excited about it either.
What do you mean?
I expected a kind of a hug or something.
Yeah.
But I just remember it being like, oh, great.
Quite formal.
Yeah. No, we're not formal. It's a hard one to explain. Just slightly underwhelmed.
Right.
But then, you know, I can understand that. I'm sure, you know... My wife is amazing,
right,
an amazing woman. I'm sure he expected better for her.
Well, it is what it is, you know what I mean?
What I said to him, though, and I think this is true also, it could be worse.
Oh, it could be a lot worse.
A lot worse.
It could be better, but it could be a lot worse.
Exactly that. You might have to do that at some point.
Right, so there's been a lot of chat about me getting married lately, and it's not on the cards.
Not on the cards, but at some point you might have to take Simon to one side.
Oh, I don't like it when you say the names.
Big Simon. It could be when you... Because occasionally you go to the gym with him, don't you?
I do sometimes,
It might have to be you just stay on the treadmill going, oh, Si.
Oh, all right, Si.
Can I marry your son?
He'd be like, yeah, all right, then let's go for a pint.
you can have him.
Scott Mills. Yes, Jeanette.
Well, I was driving home yesterday and I was trying to find a bit of news about the COVID-19, as you do, and I thought Radio 4 would be a good place to start.
Yeah, okay,
and, however, I got the review of... they were doing a review of the podcast that Chris is on with Peter Crouch. It really made me laugh.
We haven't talked about this yet, Scott. This is... It's...
Listen!
She's loving it. You love it.
What was this, then?
This is so good, because you went to Radio 4 for coronavirus, and what you ended up getting was this,
a bit of you.
This show, and actually a bit of the podcast.
On Radio 4?
On Radio 4. This is amazing.
Honestly. Yeah. Honestly, I couldn't stop laughing. It cheered me up all evening.
A load of posh people on a show called Feedback on Radio 4.
Right, careful what you say, because they have people listening everywhere, and the way you're going, you're going to be on it next week as well.
I'm being purely factual about it. Right?
A load of posh people.
Load of posh people on Radio 4 reviewing that Peter Crouch podcast. The podcast that I do with Peter Crouch.
It's on BBC Sounds.
It's on BBC Sounds.
So is Radio 1. You can listen to it live. So you don't have to, like, when you get out of the car, you can just put it on your phone, yeah.
This show Feedback, from what I understand, because you might have heard of it, Scott. I've never heard of it. They review things that are on the radio.
Yeah.
So they review radio shows, and they review podcasts, and they review interviews and that kind of thing. Today, they decided to round on the Peter Crouch podcast.
Yeah, I've definitely been featured on this before, yeah.
And it is one of the funniest things ever, because they hate it.
They don't just hate it. I think they dislike you, Chris. That's what I would say.
They hate me.
Did they go in on you?
They go in on all of us.
Wow.
They go in on the very nature of the podcast. Honestly, the show is one of the funniest things. The show Feedback, it's called... is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Because you know what the podcast is one of... I would argue Peter Crouch podcast is one of the worst podcasts on the BBC, right? Because I just think it's nothing clever. It's not meant as some snooty, arty show or anything. It's just three lads in a pub.
I was going to say, pardon me for saying this, but it is just three blokes in a pub.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it.
Right.
But the way...
There's nothing clever about it new.
So why is it being reviewed like some sort of piece of art? I'm going to get some clips of this if you'd like to hear.
I would very much like
honestly,
to.
Honestly, it's so funny. There's one point where they say, in all seriousness, about the humour being so terrible. And one of the examples they give is when we had a discussion about how many sausages you could hide somewhere.
Yes.
Right? But they do this review in all seriousness. This went out on Radio 4. It's incredible.
Wow. Okay. Right. We'll find some bits and we'll do this in a minute. Thanks for bringing that to my attention because Chris, funny enough, didn't mention it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so we have now found some bits from this show called Feedback on Radio 4. They don't tell you that you're going to be featured, so it was a surprise to everyone, I imagine.
It was a wonderful surprise. I saw a load of messages from people saying they are really laying into you on this thing, Chris. I was, in a weird kind of way, it's an honour.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is nothing against the show Feedback. I do think it's a bit snooty for my taste. That's my feedback. But there you go. It exists and it's entitled to. And actually, it genuinely was an honour to be reviewed by them.
Yeah. How do you like some of your own feedback?
Hey? Okay. You want some feedback, do you?
Yeah. All right, come on.
All right.
Okay. So just to give you an idea, this is a lady called Karen, and she's going through here what she normally likes listening to from the BBC.
First, Karen, just to get a sense of your tastes, what would be your top three programmes if you were stranded on a desert island?
The Today programme, The Archers, and a comedy, depending on what it happens to be. At the moment, I'm really into Nature Table on Monday evenings at 6:30.
Ah, Sue Perkins programme. Well, we certainly put you out of your comfort zones, I think, by asking you to listen to this podcast.
And here we go.
We go, people. Some absolute joker has sent that Peter Crouch podcast to these particular people to review.
Okay. Now, Karen enjoys the soap opera The Archers and Nature Table, which is some light comedy with Sue Perkins. But what does she think of that Peter Crouch podcast?
The great footballer himself put it absolutely straight from the start when he said this is shambolic.
This is Peter Crouch, ex-QPR in Liverpool and England, yes.
Exactly, and I love my football, so don't get me wrong, but this was just chaotic.
Well, it was described as chaotic, Karen. Mm,
yeah.
Okay, and then we've got here?
It's my favourite. One of the words, we can't. But it's an amazing bit of feedback from the guys at Feedback.
And one of the words is taken out, is
one
it?
One of the words is off. But some of the feedback here from Feedback... this is particularly good.
As far as I could see, the strong language was the use of the F word and the word sh, which they use quite a lot. And the humour were included. How many sausages can you put up? I better not say which part of your anatomy. This humour was it adult?
Yes, it was adult.
It was adult.
It was. Yes, it was adult. Yeah. Lord, why would you talk about the sausages on Radio 4? That was one bit of the podcast.
I mean, obviously, as well, like they didn't say what part of the anatomy, but it's pretty clear what it is.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Okay.
Just can't believe it.
And this is my personal favourite bit.
No, what did you think of the two companions? What was their role? Tom Fordyce and Chris Stack.
Well, I said that it was three very laddish lads, but the two companions are actually professional journalists.
Since when? Chris Stack?
Chris Stack.
Scott Mills.
Arctic Monkeys, Do I Want to Know? It's Scott and Chris Stack with you here on on BBC Radio 1.
Right, I banged this up on Twitter last night, right? And I was thinking to myself, I was in one of those deep moments. I was like, what can we do? What can we all do? Who can come and solve all of this? Can one person just come and deal with all of this, you know? Yeah. And then I thought to myself, what about the big man himself? Andy from Fyre Festival.
If you know, you know.
Surely he's worth a call. Do you remember him?
Yeah. I mean, if you've watched this documentary, you'll really remember Andy from Fyre Festival. Yeah, I wonder where he is.
Well, that's at that point, during the Fyre Festival preparations, he just needed to release the water, didn't
they? Yeah, he did.
And he was willing to do anything for that. Maybe he's worth consulting.
Yeah, what do you think, Andy?
Well, I'd probably take one for the team.
It's good to know, isn't it?
Scott Mills.
Hi, Ben, in West Hampstead, London. This is great, right? He's like, alert, working from home for the first time today. I've just cooked a whole roast chicken for lunch. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Never done it before. I'm telling you, right? My cooking is going to get so much better.
Well, new skills for people. Yeah, I like this. Stretch yourself.
Yeah. He's so pleased with himself right now. Full-on chicken dinner for lunch. whilst WFH.
Yeah, I very nearly attempted yoga for the first time.
What?
Yeah.
In the comfort of your own home?
Yeah, and then thought, actually, I'll leave this for another day when things get slightly more desperate.
Okay, cool. we should also mention, Jane's been on, says she's been listening to us all day. We should mention all the NHS and other essential workers who are literally working so hard at the moment. Yes, absolutely, Jane. Completely second that.
Yeah, totally. And also, I, you know, we keep saying this with Radio 1 today. Hopefully we can sort of be a bit of light relief from what are, you know, obviously very difficult times. And hopefully that's the very little bit that we can do by being here.
Listen, Annie Mack tonight. I mean, Annie Mack, one of my most reassuring presenters on radio anyway.
Absolutely.
Just that voice. Tonight, she's got 2 hours of anxiety-busting tunes. So like this. This is kind of like the mood from 7 p.m. tonight. Listen, seeing you got ritualistic. Actually makes you realise how powerful music is, because if you listen to Future Sounds with Annie Mack tonight at 7 o'clock, this is going to chill you out. Like this from Drake, this from Childish Gambino.
I think this is such a good idea. And Annie is the perfect person to do this.
Bit of Celeste in there.
And also, do you know what? Get in touch with your mates and stuff like that and make a real kind of moment of it. Let people know about this.
Yeah. Bit of this from Outkast. It's all in there tonight, and loads of shouts and music requests from you guys as well. Annie Mack, 2 hours of non-stop anxiety-busting tunes tonight. I'm going to have that on from 7.
BBC Radio 1. Scott
Mills. I'd be interested to know if anyone else is doing this or whether it's just Jamie in Glasgow. He's got the wines in and he's got a FaceTime date tonight.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, we need to hear more of that sort of thing.
Right, Jamie, get back in touch with us, please. I want details. If you're doing this...
What? So a FaceTime first date, do we know?
Well, people are still, like, matching on the apps and that, aren't they? But, like, just a quick FaceTime date.
Well, I like this, because I've been watching Love is Blind recently, and
obsessed.
It's not a sort of dissimilar idea in that there's no touching. No touching.
Exactly. Jamie, let us know how that goes.
BBC. Scott Mills.
Tomorrow from 1 is when we're back on Radio 1, or get this podcast whenever you feel like it on BBC Sounds.